This channel represents every man who is disgusted with feminism and is sick of being villainized by feminists. Possibly the most disgusting, bottom-feeding excuses for human beings the world has ever seen. I'm gonna say what I believe every man has suspected at one point in time, even if this suspicion was fleeting and repressed for all those that still submit to feminist agitprop and self-censor in order to keep up the feminist farce. If it wasn't for the ability to dispense sex, women would be utterly useless for the most part, and women would play no useful role in society whatsoever. Throughout history, it has been men that have carried the human race from the Stone Age to the Bronze Age, all the way up to the modern age, where we find ourselves legally binded to the burden of carrying women. Female independence is a joke when you have things like alimony and child support. What capable, so-called independent group of people would use children as a means of stealing money that they did not work for? How can women as a group claim to be useful, productive members of humanity if they do this? Ask yourself if I'm wrong. Look over to the woman you're with and ask yourself and answer honestly. If it wasn't for the fact that she could dispense sex, and if it's something that you want, have children for you, would you ever talk to this woman at all? Does she have any other redeeming qualities that would keep you around if sex simply did not exist? Let's face it, women never do much of anything other than depend on men, and the past 50 years of women claiming their independence from men amounts to nothing more than women using the government to make sure that men know we will have to keep on carrying them as we've done since the beginning of time, while they mock and ridicule us. So I'd simply ask the men listening to just stop supporting women in any way, just stop it, and stop arguing with women. I've personally made the decision that I'm done trying to justify anything for women. The group of human beings on this planet with the lowest and poorest understanding of what justice, fairness, and equality actually are. A group of human beings that can pretend an injustice is justice so long as enough women pretend to agree that it isn't an injustice. Why argue with a group of people that can collectively re-engineer their version of reality to avoid any kind of responsibility or fairness? Why go back and forth with a group of people who believe that they are utterly and completely above having to triumph over hardship? In their reality, such things are reserved for the subhuman workhorses they call men. What I mean by women being unable to understand what justice and fairness actually is, we can use the concept of abortion. Now, I saw a report the other day of a man being arrested and charged with attempted murder for trying to force his pregnant girlfriend to have an abortion at gunpoint. The man was charged with attempted murder of the unborn child, not the girlfriend. And on the comments section, feminist women were saying that it is attempted murder because the woman didn't want the abortion. Yet a woman who wants the abortion does the exact same thing to an unborn child that a person forcing abortion on a woman does. Case in point, women believe that they should be able to define life at any point in time during pregnancy. If at any point they feel an abortion will benefit them, they want to be able to define life at some later point in the pregnancy and go through with that abortion. If they're being forced against their will to have an abortion, they want to be able to define life at that very moment and charge someone who forces them into abortion with the murder of that life. They want free rein to bypass any sort of ethical, moral, religious, and even scientific definition of what constitutes life, as they believe it is their divine right to set the Rubicon point where life begins at their own discretion. Which is why I've understood for a while now that arguing with a woman over something like abortion, divorce, or alimony is futile, time-consuming, and counterproductive. Some of my listeners have asked me why I'm now choosing to censor bothersome females, manginas, and feminist apologists, and the answer to that is simply this. I'm tired of talking in circles with people who wish to delude and deflect until we're talking about nothing but triviality and nonsense. Now, it should be taken into account that I'm simply blocking these people from my channel for lack of a desire to explain to them how hypocritical they are, while these same people are going out of their way to flag my videos and report them as hate speech to YouTube in order to get them banned. And this once again illustrates my point that logic, fairness, or justice simply is not in the equation when dealing with feminists. So it's time that we move forward and understand that there is no reasoning with these people, and so now we have to turn our own attention to our own kind and what we men are doing to perpetuate the problem. So my videos from here on are going to address men for the most part and how we upkeep the system. Every man who has listened to our message and then has gone out and gotten married is an enemy of men's rights. Men who continue to fight in wars for countries that are deeply misandric are going to be called out. Men who spend money on females and celebrate emasculation holidays like Valentine's Day will be called out. Idiot PUAs who think calling themselves alpha males while jumping through hoops for women will be thoroughly discredited, classified, and exposed. There was a particularly enlightening comment from a subscriber named Sigma K9 which read as follows, and I quote, "None of the players or alphas encourage the shaming of women for their deplorable behavior and hypocrisies. They only want to get their panties wet, so they reward women by giving them what they want and shaming any male who refuses to play along. In that sense, the players and the feminists are on the same side. They just have different methods of punishing the heretics. End quote. I love the fact that he uses the word heretics because it illustrates the damn near religious obsession that PUAs use to chase pussy, trying to emulate something they'll never be in hopes of women liking them. PUAs believe they've developed some kind of technique for getting loads of women, when all I see them doing is telling unsuspecting men to spend money on bars and club cover charges to act all alpha in the mini matriarchies that is the Saturday night bar and club scene throughout the West on any given weekend. Then they tell them to spend money on fashion and to consider getting their eyebrows plucked, and always make sure you're up on the latest fashion. That's right, fashion. These PUAs actually recommend that men stay up on the latest fashion for men so that they can always look alpha. Let me tell you more on something. Male fashion is an oxymoron. Women have fashion. Men have clothes because men understand that the reason for clothes is to, and I know this won't jive with your alpha bullshit PUA indoctrination you've been lobotomized with, but the reason for clothes is to clothe. I know that's a foreign concept to you pussy chasing lap dogs, but it's time we stop telling men to spend money on anything designed to impress females, including bars, drinks, club cover charges, and overpriced articles of clothing that do nothing but serve as plumage for STD-ridden bar sluts. Economic independence from women and their courtship requisites, that's what men need. Drive down the price of pussy, ridicule female supplicators like manginas and white knights, expose those that seek only to thrive in the iniquities of the clubs and bars that uphold female hypergamy and the cost of pussy price gouging that it supplies to females. I mean, does it bother anyone else that we have an entire industry designed to tell men how to walk, talk, dress, and act so that women will want them? Does it not alarm anybody when they see the sheer magnitude of time and effort invested into this stupidity? What possible benefit are we getting from it? Listen to me. Open your ears and listen to me. I don't go out of my way to buy fancy clothes or try to act like a so-called alpha male, whatever the fuck that bullshit means. And believe me when I say this to you, I get laid without doing any of these things. And I suppose that's what makes me a man, the fact that I have access to a vagina. Well, before I started banging the girl I'm with now, I didn't get laid for almost a year. I was the same person, same in every way. I haven't come into any huge sum of money since I started getting laid. I haven't acted differently, I haven't changed the clothes I wear, I haven't changed the car I drive, I haven't adopted any PUA technique. I was the same man when I wasn't getting laid as I am today. So let me ask you, was I any less of a man when I wasn't getting laid? Have I proven my manhood to you now? Have I earned your respect? Am I an alpha now? Or do I need more access to other vaginas in order to earn that coveted distinction? Do you see how completely stupid that shit sounds? Do you see how we've allowed women to dictate our worth based on access to an inherent anatomical orifice that they've never had to work for, that they were just born with? Do you see this as the unattainable fool's errand that it is? The worship of pussy and women has to stop, and I intend to do as much as I can do to show men exactly what female worship is all about.